We continue our learning of Linish Mathtabi Memachim Shem Ham Yaakov Bifrichos Eliyahu. We're in Kalim Perichav Beis Mishnah Yud. Ha'asla Tamea Tamei Midras to Tamei Meis. And Asla is actually the modern word for a toilet bowl. Bar Tanura says Beis Moshav Shel Barzel Mechuse Or. It's a ton type of chair that and it's covered with leather. So the chair is made of iron, it's made of metal, but it's a metal frame. And the legs are metal, but there's a cover. There's a seat of ore, and there's a hole in the middle. The Yoshev Al Beis Hakise, and you sit on it in the bathroom, which means there's a pot underneath it to catch whatever needs to be caught, but the seat itself is made of leather, and the Mishnah says it's matmei midras, it's tamei midras because people obviously sit on it, utmei meis, and it's tamei meis. And the Mefarshim wonder, I should know that already, based on the Mishnah Nida in the sixth parak, which we mentioned several times, once something is Tamei Medras, we assume it's Tamei, the other types of Tamei, Tamei Meis, and Tamei Sheretz, etc. But because the Mishnah is going to split up these halachos, as we'll see in a moment, therefore the Mishnah begins by telling us that this asl, this toilet bowl, is Tamei, this toilet seat, is Tamei, Tamei Medras, and Tamei Meis. Perisha, what if now it's separated, which means the leather seat, the leather cover, has been removed from the metal frame. So Ha'or Tamei Medras, the leather itself is still Tamei Medras because, okay, it's not a chair up anymore, but it can be used as a rug on the floor, so people will sit on it, people will lie in it, it's susceptible to Tamei Medras. Vaha Barzel, what about the metal frame? Tamei Meis. That's not Tamei Medras anymore. Another one can sit on. It's just the legs with the frame that can fold up. But Tamei Meis it is because it's metal. Metal doesn't need a clay kibble in order to be Mekabel Tumah. So it's Tamei, the other types of Tumah. Tumas Maga, Tamei Meis, Tumas Sheretz, etc. Hatraskel, the next clay. Traskel, Bar Tanur tells us, is a sal katan asume out of a klufa. It's a small basket made of palm or willow. The ochlin alav lechem. And you use it as a table. You eat, it's a portable table. You eat bread on it. And the shechipuyo shel or. So the top of this has leather, and it has a leather rim on it. And therefore, if the Mishnah says, Tamei Tamei Mendus, Tamei Meis, it's Tamei Tamei Mendus, because people apparently, maybe not when they're eating, because they need to use it at the table, but other times people will sit on it. So it's Tamei Tamei Mendus, and it's Tamei Meis, because they sit on the leather, but it's Tamei Meis, because this is a full type of kli. And I should know that anyway, because it's Tamei Tamei Mendus, so automatically it's Tamei Meis. But Perishop, what if the leather cover, which has a rim, has been removed from the traskel, so or Tamei Tamei Medras, that's true because people will still sit on it. But Vahat Traskel, Tohormi Kulim, the Traskel has no shape, has no form. The Traskel was only a kli because it had the leather cover which had a rim. Now it's not Mekabel Tumah at all. Saf Salin, Sheba Merchatz, Ushtei Raglov Shel Eitz Tamei. Benches that are in the bathhouses. So these had seats made of stone. Stone is not Mekabel Tumah, but the legs were made of wood. And therefore, those would be susceptible to Tumas Medras. So, but here the Mishnah says the Safsal Sheva Merachot that is, which we know is stone. It doesn't say that, but we're supposed to know that. Ushtei Raglav Shelates. But the two legs, if the two legs of this Safsal, one on either end, are made of wood, so Tumet, it is Mekabel Tumah. So the Bar Tanura explains, after all, as we said, the safsal is made of stone. Yes, the raglayim are eitz. So he says, im yashav hazav alav, if zav sits on it, tamein haraglayim shel eitz, the raglayim of eitz become tamei, mishum Moshe, because of Moshe hazav, because of zav sitting on it. Avla safsal asmatoi, the safsal, which he mentions previously, shel shayishim, the made out of marble, stone, their tor. De klei avanim im lehem tuma klal, lo mi divir tova, lo mi divir sofrim. Because klei avanim, something made out of stone, made out of marble, is not mekabel tumah, not even on a derabbanan level. So the seat is not mekabel tumah. The raglayim of eitz are tamei on mekabel tumah. Medrash, and of course other types of tumah as well. But let's say you have the two legs, one is made of stone and the other is made of wood. You don't have two wood pieces. So then the Mishnah says it's going to be tar. Only one of the two legs made of wood, the other made of stone. Since one is made of stone, we treat the bench like the whole thing is made out of stone. After all, the bench itself is stone, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah. Hanisarim sheba merchatz sheshigman. Nisarim are the boards. These are boards, Bar Tanura says, on the next word in the Mishnah, Shishigman. You have these boards and you smooth them out. Shepsalon, right? Psalacha, once again, you fashion them. V'tiknan berhitni. You took a plane and smoothed them out. So they're made out of wood. So these boards that are in the merchatz are the purpose primarily is to cover the, any of the water, the bath water that was that now was filthy and is going to its little pool and it's going to go out of the merchatz. It's going to flow out. This way people won't get dirty there. They have, this way you have these boards on top. And shigman, and you smooth them out. So that you smooth them out. So now do we give them a certain status? After all, sometimes people actually sit on them, on these boards, and use them as seats, even though that's not their primary purpose. So Rabbi Akiva Metame. But Vachachami Metarin. Rabbi Akiva says it's Tame. Why? Because these boards that are together are Mikabel Tomas Medrash. People will sit on them once in a while, even though primarily they're there to cover up the dirty water. And the Chachamim say, Vachachami Metarin. And the Mishnah explains why. She'enan asuyin ela she'yiyu hamayim mahalkim tachtein. The reason the boards are not Mikabel Tomas Medrash, or any type of Tumah, is because all they do is cover the water that it's flowing out. And they're not primarily used for sitting. Kan kilin sheyesh ba beis kabbalas ksus. What are kan kilin? So says the Bar Tanura, kli shemisimin tachtov eish vigafris kedei la'ashen habigadim shelov. So here you want to put incense, you want to put this fragrance into your clothing. So you put, which is actually prohibited on Shabbos because of molid. So the Mishnah says that this type of kli kan kilim, which were open on top to put the clothing inside. On the bottom, they couldn't be completely closed, even if you wanted to put the clothing inside. You needed some holes on the bottom, because if the whole purpose is for the fumes, is for the fragrance, whatever it is that you have, eish, gafris, you have fire, sulfur, that you want the smoke to come up, so you need some holes on the bottom, some perforations on the bottom. But nonetheless, they may not be the size of rimonim, or even if they are, this is the purpose of this kli for the everything to come up from the bottom. If it's completely open, we'll see that's the next halacha. But if it has some holes inside, that's the purpose of the kli. It was developed that way. It was made that way for that purpose. So it's going to be mekabel tuma. So it says the Mishnah, again, kan kli sheyesh ba beis kabbalas ksus, says this space for the clothing to go inside or hang on the top. It's tamei mekabel tuma. V'ha'asuya kekaveres, but it's made like a beehive, which means that the bottom and the top up completely open. The bottom is not like where you have, it looks like the shape of a kli with some holes inside so that the smoke will come through and give the fragrance, the incense into the clothing. No, here it's completely open, then it's tahor, then it's not mekabel tuma. We move on to the next parak of Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Hakadur. We begin with a ball. A ball, fluta bala, says the Bar Tanur. You have that in Beit Zodaf, Yud Beis Amud Aleph as well. We're toasted to discuss the fluta, the ball. They're speaking about something made out of leather, has some, and it's stuffed with hair or other some other type of material. V'he'imum, which is the form of defushel min al, says a form of model for a shoe. The purpose is to build a shoe around it. That was the form. It was made of leather. And also, it had hair or material stuffed inside. Some say that maybe it was made of wood and it was covered in leather. Vahakamiya, an amulet. So this is a leather case and it has with spices inside. Maybe there's parchment inside. A person would wear it around their neck as a remedy. Vahatfilin, we know tefillin, of course, similar to a kamiya. It's a leather case and has parchment inside. In all of these cases that we're speaking about where they came in contact with the mace. And now shenikru. And now the leather outside piece of leather has a tear, a small tear. And now whatever's inside, the parchment inside, or whatever it may be, the material that's inside, is now exposed to the tumah. The question is, what's the status of those? When it was closed, there was no tear, so there was nothing to discuss because the tumah didn't touch the material that was inside. But now that it's open, so do we now say that because these materials are now exposed, they should have the status of tumah as well?
Now, the material that's inside is really not, is not susceptible to tumah on its own. If that were outside of a piece of leather, it wouldn't be mekabel tumah. And when the mace touched the leather, when there was no tear in it, so they were not mekabel tumah either, because they're because the mace didn't touch them at all. The question now is, now that they are part, now that there's a tear inside, and we know that the leather is, the leather, that now these are exposed, and the leather had become tumah mace. The question is, do these have a status of tumah in order to transmit tumah to someone who touches them? So the Mishnah says, again, ha-kadur va-ha-imum, the kadur, the bull, the imum, the shoe form, the va-kamiya, the amulet, the tfilin, sheniku now have a tear. They were tumah mace, and now they have a tear. Ha-nogeh bahen, if you touch them, the leather itself, tumah, you become tumah, because they became tumah from a mace, so you become tumah. Uvamashav so or bud of a person who touches only what's inside, the material inside, the parchment, the material, whatever it is, will not become tummy, because we don't consider them a chibur. They're not considered connected in a halachic sense to the rest of the leather. So they didn't become tummy when, as the Baruch Hu says, im nitma achas me'elu b'meis v'achakach nikra, if one of these became tamei mace and then it ripped, the naga echad masha besochan, and someone touched what's inside, tahor lefi she'ein masha besochan chibur lahen, that which is inside, the material inside, the parchment inside, it's not considered the chibur to the leather. Ve'ein masha besochan tamei kamosan, and therefore that which is inside is not tamei like the outside leather. Ha'ukaf jenikra. Mishnah continues: if you have a saddle and the saddle was had a leather outside, and it was a material, soft material inside, so people would be comfortable riding on it, and now this saddle became tamei mace, and now it develops a tear, as in the previous case. Ha'ukov shenikra hanogea b'masha b'socho tamei. Here we say if you touch that which is inside, you do become tamei. Why should this be different than the cases of the bull and the tefillin, the kamiya, etc.? B'nei shahat tefer mechabro, because the stitching, the sewing connects it. What does it mean? The sewing connects it. So Bar Tanura says ve'oseyu echad, it makes it one. In this case, whatever you put in, whatever stuffing material you put in a saddle, you stitch it directly to the leather so that it doesn't move around. So because that is connected to the saddle itself, it became tamei mace along with the saddle when the saddle itself become tamei from the mace.